Monday morning, MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Lots to get to today. We've got our eye on breaking news. We'll see if Dan Hurley makes his decision. Will he return to the University of Connecticut, where he's the back-to-back men's basketball national champion? Or will he take the job with the Los Angeles Lakers? Coach LeBron James move out to Hollywood, try to make a name for himself in the NBA. Visited with the Lakers this weekend. Hasn't made up his mind yet. Said he'll do that today. Decision day coming for Dan Hurley. We'll keep an eye on it. Of course, NBA action last night. Celtics up 2-0 in the NBA Finals. We'll dive into that. The Stanley Cup, everything else going on in the world of sports. You know we'll have a Washington Mystics update because there is a major Washington Mystics update. I think we've crossed from novelty to DEFCON 3, DEFCON 4, whatever the necessary level is of monitoring the Mystics chase to become the worst team in WNBA history. It's on. The chase is on. But there's a little bit of greatness close to home. I think that's where we've got to start with UVA baseball punching its ticket to the College World Series. UVA came into the Super Regional against Kansas State as the favorite. Wins both games. They are 5-for-5 in this NCAA tournament. Jay Wolfolk didn't have his best stuff. Didn't matter. He gritted his way through it. It was 2-2 at one point on Saturday night. He fought through it. He made the plays, made the pitches, led UVA to the win. They are headed back to Omaha, third time in the last 4 years. Jay Wolfolk talking after the game. He was asked about his decision to walk away from football. You remember, he's a quarterback on the UVA football team. Gave it up to focus on baseball, and looks like a pretty smart decision right about now.
Like I said, all year we've been put into situations, and it's not like, you know, a surprise. You know, I think Coach Osh expects us to get out of those situations. That's why he puts us in those situations. But, you know, I remember, like, last summer I was talking to Griff when we went to USA together, and I remember I was just asking him, like, I was like, should I do it? As in, like, should I give a sweat up? And Griff kind of just looked at me like,
I don't want to make the wrong decision.
but at this, you know, sitting here right now, you know, I'm glad I made that decision. You know, I think it was the right decision. Kind of made that decision off of, you know, having no regrets for it. So I guess y'all can say, like, this is the right decision, and standing here right now. So
certainly feels right for Jay Wolfolk right now in terms of where he is, how well he's pitching. He'll get a chance to pitch at the next level if he wants to, you think, after his performances in this year's postseason. And he's going to get to pitch in Omaha. Didn't go so well last time around. Feeling better this time around. Certainly much hotter to close out the season. Be excited to watch him against some of the ACC and SEC's best in Omaha. So we got 7 of the 8 College World Series tickets punched. And this is wild. They're all ACC and SEC teams. There are 4 SEC teams in the College World Series. There are 3 ACC teams in the College World Series. And we got 1 matchup left to go. That's at NC State tonight. And the winner of that game will either be NC State, an ACC team, of course, or Georgia, an SEC team. So we'll have a 4-4 or a 5-3 split. There was the excitement. There was a lot of excitement, right? Evansville gave Tennessee a run for its money. You had other teams in the mix, but it's going to be an all-ACC and SEC College World Series. Move it from Omaha. Let's move it to Charlotte. Let's get a little local action here, right? As long as we got our local teams, UVA will start against North Carolina in its pod. No favors in that UVA pod in Omaha. They're paired with North Carolina, Florida State, who's always good, and Tennessee, the national number one seed. So they've got their work cut out for them in Omaha, but certainly a strong weekend, great weekend for UVA fans going out there Friday night and Saturday afternoon, getting a chance to watch them sweep their way into the College World Series. 5 games, 5 wins. Very impressive. We'll be watching the Cavs play in Omaha for the 3rd time in 4 years and their 7th time under Brian O'Connor. Wait for the final ticket to get punched tonight between NC State and Georgia. So that's the College World Series update. We'll dive into that as the show goes on. Lots happening. We'll, of course, keep tabs on the Omahus throughout the week. Know who's talking tonight. They're on summer break, but if they were here, I think they'd be happy about these developments. Now, we were talking about VCU baseball this postseason. Love VCU baseball, and they've made three of the last four NCAA tournaments, continued that streak this year. But it was one of their alumni who was making news over the weekend. Tyler Locklear made his way to the majors. He was in the Seattle Mariners organization, got the call up, got his first Major League Baseball appearance over the weekend, got his first Major League Baseball hit with the Seattle Mariners, and it was a big one. Here's Tyler Locklear in Kansas City swinging for the Mariners.
Goes out for the first pitch, skies it out to the gap in right center field, dropping in for a base hit, bounces high off the wall. Here comes Haniger being waved home. Locklear at second, and his first major league hit gives the Mariners the lead in the seventh inning. It's a run-scoring double for the rookie.
Run-scoring double, first major league hit, helps Seattle to a 6-5 victory over the red-hot Kansas City Royals. The Royals take on the Yankees for four games this week, a series that's going to be a ton of fun. We'll do the full baseball update later. Y'all know we need to hear from the Yankees radio booth. We will, of course, do that before this show ends. Megan joins us as well. It's the Monday Fun Day show. She'll hop on. She hasn't been here for this Yankees radio shenanigans, so I think she's in for a real treat here as the show goes on. We'll hear from the Yankees as they prepare for the Royals. Big weekend for the O's. And baseball in London. The Mets pull out a win over the Phillies to split the London series as well. But other VCU news closer to home, as we continue to keep an eye on this year's basketball team. Coach Ryan Odom added a big piece yesterday. Literally 6'10" center from Essex, Maryland. It's Luke Bamboye, who will join the team. He'll be a freshman this year, right? In the transfer portal era, that's a little bit of a novelty to have a young guy on the team. Now, he had a ton of big-time offers, right? So Luke Bamboye, that's his name. He's a 6'10" center from Essex, Maryland. Had offers from Maryland, Houston, Miami, SMU, and Iowa. So some big-name schools were in the mix here. You got to think this is a product of Coach Ryan Odom adjusting to the new transfer age, adjusting to how college basketball works now. This guy's never going to have a senior day at VCU. Right, freshman coming in with all this talent recruited by these programs. But I think you make a different sales pitch here, right? Come to VCU, play right away, play for a couple years, build your game, and then launch yourself up to the big time. Get a nice NIL offer somewhere else, and we need it. Need the services of a big man, and if this is, you know, a chance for him to play right away instead of sitting on the bench for a year at Houston or at Maryland, as he probably would, seems to benefit everybody in our new system, right? As we figure out the new world of NIL and players, you got a couple options. You can either go grab guys, you know, in the transfer portal every year, and you always want experienced guys. You'd always rather have a 22-year-old than an 18-year-old. You playing on your team. You've got the opportunity to, you know, grab guys from lesser schools, right? They're recruiting Norfolk State, get guys who are coming down from bigger levels. But you can also grab guys on the come up, get some young guys in, work with them. And, you know, the pitch is everybody who comes through VCU, pretty much everybody who comes through VCU, ends up having success professionally, whether that's at another school or in the pros. So VCU's got their big man, Luke Bamboye. 6'10", that's the size we've been asking for. We'll see if this is the end or if Coach Ryan Odom has one or two tricks left in the transfer portal before it's all done. But big VCU basketball news today as they finally grab a big man. We've had a lot of guard news, but the big men, they're tougher to find. So he goes to the high school level, grabs a promising youngster, three-star recruit as graded by the recruiting service. It feels like a throwback show. Talk about a high school kid committing to a college. Don't get your hopes up about him being at VCU for 4 years, but a quality addition to this year's team for sure. All right, lots to get to today. We'll keep our eye on the world of basketball. Dan Hurley's decision day as he decides whether to head to the Lakers or stay at UConn. Big day for college basketball as a whole. As we talked about last week, big opportunity for college basketball to plant a flag in the sand here and say we're not going anywhere. We're keeping our talent on hand. We'll also get into the Stanley Cup. We have our six finalists for the name of the Utah hockey team. We'll tell you the finalists. We'll check in with Megan. She's here today. We got ourselves a radio program. Lines are yours, 833-804-0910. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Scotty Scheffler won the golf tournament yesterday. Scotty Scheffler's been in the news a lot recently. It's hard to win a golf tournament, but Scotty Scheffler's good at it. In seven of the last 12 weeks, Scotty Scheffler has either won a golf tournament, had a kid, or been arrested. That's a stretch right there. That's a seven out of 12. He's won the golf tournament, or he had a kid he didn't play that week, or he got arrested. We'll let him off the hook for that, for not winning that one. But next time we expect him to focus a little better, dial in a little bit better. That's your golf update. We're keeping an eye on the situation with Dan Hurley as well. Decision day for Dan Hurley if he's going to become the new coach of the Lakers or if he will go back to UConn. But lots of baseball happening over the weekend, and we'll get to the Nats in a minute. The Nationals, 3 out of 4 over the Braves, who are definitively a better baseball team, right? Like, you don't need to know a lot to know the Braves are like playoff good and the Nationals are young and developing. Nats have had their number this year. Great weekend for the Washington Nationals. Tons of fun baseball. We'll take you out to Britain as well as we do the baseball rundown here real quick. Megan will join me though, because we've been doing the New York Yankees radio calls. They've been trying for a new catchphrase. They've been trying them out. So this was Thursday night. This is clip 7. This was Thursday night when the Yankees won. They're still working on this victory situation.
In time for the out. The ball game is over. And folks, this one smells like another. The 8th in a row. Victory. The New York Yankees.
Toe, like victory. It sounds like toe, like on your foot.
I'll say this: he was working on the smell thing late last week because we played the whole sequence of him last week. The little, like,
yeah,
the addition of the sniff there was
that upped the quality.
I think that it's the little things, right, that take you there. The little smells like, yeah, he sold it with the smell. It's not a visual medium, so you got to take me there, right? That's what they tell us about radio.
That's gotta, fair.
Gotta paint the picture. He's doing it with his nose.
Oh,
smell like Yankees victory. So here's my theory.
Okay.
Every athlete is superstitious. Everybody in all sports. Baseball players are the most superstitious, though.
Really?
Baseball players are crazy superstitious.
Huh.
And that bleeds into the announcers, the coaches, the support staff, anything. I'm wondering if he's trying to get a victory, but then they won 8 in a row, and he felt like he couldn't stop doing it. Right?
I would do the same thing.
It's just they're winning. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, the Dodgers handed him 2 losses this weekend. Huh. They finally broke the streak. Last night, Yankees won 6-4. Great weekend series against the Dodgers. 2 powerhouse teams. A lot of juice behind that. Everybody was excited for that series, obviously. Dodgers played some great baseball. Won the first 2. Yankees got it last night. Here's the call last night. The Yankees win 6-4.
1-2 pitch coming. Swung on and missed. He got him. Play Holmes. Strikes out Mookie Betts. The ball game is over with the final score tonight. The Yankees 6 and the Los Angeles Dodgers 4.
But what did it smell like?
I don't know. We don't know what it smelled like this
we'll
night.
Never know. I also think that might have been a different guy. The voice sounded a little different. Yeah. So we've got a lot to unwind here.
Yeah.
A lot to unpackage here for sure.
His nose might not be as powerful.
Maybe he can't smell the
maybe
victory.
Maybe he can't smell
He's
it.
Still,
yeah.
I don't know. It's something about Yankees people. Like, obviously, they think the Yankees are the greatest thing to ever happen to sport. But, like, Yankee, you know, they're just the way they say it. Just is dripping with the, like,
yeah, it is.
We are the
iconic.
Yankees. and you are not the Yankees, is what we're going.
We're better than you.
Let me tell you about another iconic baseball team, the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards. Adley Rutschman taking care of business for the Orioles as they completed a three-game sweep. They have won three against the Tampa Rays. They actually play tonight. They wrap up the four-game set tonight. So they do need to win tonight to get the sweep. Doesn't matter. Three in a row this weekend. Here's Adley Rutschman.
0-2. Hit in the air, deep right field. Sends Rosario back at the track. Looking up! It's a grand slam for Adley Rutschman! Making his second one of the year!
Make it two. Adley Rutschman's second grand slam of the year. 9-2 on the heels of 5-0 and 6-3 wins for the Orioles. Making up a little ground. We've got ourselves a race in the AL East with the Yankees dropping. So the Yankees are 46-21. Orioles now 42-22. So the Orioles 2.5 games back of the Yankees. Any other division, any other spot, they'd be doing just fine. They'd lead any other American League division. They'd lead two of the three NL divisions, but that is not good enough in the AL East, where the Yankees and Orioles are going to be slugging well into the summer. Yankees welcome the Royals this week. That'll be an exciting series. Royals have been better than expectations, 39-27 out there. We played for you in the first segment, that Royals clip. They were facing the Mariners over the weekend. VCU's Tyler Locklear. Shout out to Tyler Locklear. First Major League Baseball hit. Love seeing Rams in the pros. Back in the National League, the Washington Nationals, I told you, they got the Braves number. Here's K-Bear Ruiz with a three-run shot yesterday to put the Nats on top.
The pitch. Ruiz hits a high drive right field. Back on this one, Duvall. Racing to the warning track at the wall. There it goes! Three-run home run for K-Bear Ruiz. The Nationals lead 4-2.
Needed a little Hazel touch on that one. The levels were off.
Yeah.
That's all right. Well, we'll get Hazel on that. Ship Hazel up to D.C. immediately. Get those levels fixed. We'll get. Maybe there was just so much excitement. Three-run home run. We were just yelling into it. I don't know. I'll be up in Ashburn tomorrow. I'm always scared when I do the Live from Ashburn show because I don't know what I'm doing technically. So I get the support back here, right? I'll get, Marlon will be here. Hazel will be here. But it's kind of all on me to set up the microphone in a way that's not terrible. Tomorrow to make sure it's not a disaster of a Line from Ashburn show.
No, I feel you, because it's like usually when I do my gigs, I either have Vince or Mom with me, and they can kind of like adjust my levels and
do like a sound check,
EQ sound check. And so when I'm by myself, it's scary. And so I took a picture of the amp, so I have like the settings, so I'm fine. But like that still isn't a good gauge on the volume, because some markets are bigger than others, some restaurants are smaller than others, and so I don't want to blast anyone away or be too quiet.
I think you just have to assume everybody's there to hear you, and they
I think so,
and they want to hear
because
you as loud.
Why wouldn't they be
as loud as humanly possible? I think you just have to make those assumptions sometimes. Let's go to London. A little baseball in London this weekend.
Hey.
Mets and the Phillies. Phillies win game one. Dramatic finish to the end of game two. The Mets needed a double play to end a bases loaded threat at the very end of the game. I think the only way to hear about this is from the British announcers.
Yeah.
With the pressure on his shoulders, and Castellanos' bat explodes, and they're going to get the runner at home. They're going to get the double play to win the game. What an end! The shattered bat, the runner out at home plate, and the ball fired into the glove of the first baseman, Peter Lonzo, and the New York Mets somehow withstand the Phillies rally, and they win game two in London 6-5. 17 hits, what drama, what a game, what a finish.
I think we're sleeping on how much better everything becomes with a British announcer.
Oh, yeah.
apologies to Trey and Blaine, but if we, just saying.
Hey, y'all already did my boys dirty with that new sounder.
Well, they need to start winning. We'll do the Squirrels update later in the program. Squirrels on a four-game losing streak. They depart town two-week road stand. 2 week road stand. They'll be back at the end of June. June 25th is your next chance to see the Flying Squirrels at the Diamonds. We got to lay low for 15 days.
Yeah,
it's going to be hard.
Guys, you can do it.
It's going to be hard. We'll find a way to do it. I also want to get into this very weird story from the world of hockey. We'll talk about the Stanley Cup because I love watching it. And as I've declared, it's my show, and I like hockey, so I'm going to carve out time to talk about it.
Yeah,
not
you
all
should.
The time. Not all the time. It's like your gigs. You just sometimes you got to turn up the volume, play the songs you want to play.
Exactly.
And they can deal with it. We'll get to that, but this is a bizarre story from the world of hockey. There's a website called Cap Friendly, and it just displays like every hockey player's salary and their information about the salary cap and where every team stands.
Yeah.
The Washington Capitals bought the website yesterday and are closing it down, which is weird.
Yeah,
because it's just a thing everybody uses. Like, football's got a version of this. It's called Over the Cap. We all just go to the website, like, what's that guy's contract? What's going on?
Yeah.
So the Capitals bought that website, and they're shutting it down. They're keeping it for themselves.
That's weird.
Very weird. We'll dive into that. I don't know what's going on with that, but we'll talk it out. But we need to do an update on what I believe could be the worst team in the history of the WNBA. And when I tell you they got competition, they got competition. We'll dive into that. It's the Monday program. We'll NFL in hour number two. Hang around for that as well. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Monday morning, 1048, MP on the mic. Michael Phillips here, live from Richmond, Virginia. Always great to be talking to you. The summer shows are in full swing, and got a little VCU basketball recruiting news today. We'll share that with you. Luke Bamboye, he's a 6'10" center, a high school kid from Essex, Maryland. He's going to join the Rams this fall. Give him a little bit of size inside. Now, not a big, big dude. He's 190 pounds, but the height will be good. Give Christian Furman a little somebody else to work with down there, because you've got things set up on the perimeter. We're good on the perimeter, but you need a little something inside, and especially they were exposed this year in the A-10 season in terms of not having a big guy who could hang with the league's best. I don't know if that's Luke or not. We'll find out soon enough. But if it's anything like Ryan Odom's previous pickups, I mean, he's brought in kids with talent, undeniably so. Be excited to see him in the black and gold when the season rolls around this fall. And you know where you'll hear those games. You'll hear them right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Look, you have to do a Caitlin Clark take these days. Those are the rules. It's mandatory, whatever. She's not on the Olympic team. That's our Caitlin Clark controversy of the day. At this point, I think they're just making these schedules so that we can have a Caitlin Clark controversy of the day, right? Like, she playing today? No. All right, pick the Olympic team today. We need a Caitlin Clark take of the day. Her ability to be in the news every single day, I mean, she's in rarefied air here. LeBron had a few minutes where he was operating at that level, but on the whole, LeBron's career hasn't been every day. Tim Tebow, obviously at the peak of Tebow mania, every single day. That's what I've got. That's the closest comparable. I think career-wise, you're probably looking at Cam Newton. Cam's a guy who everything he did, everybody had a take on. Everybody had to have a Cam take on everything Cam did. And like, Caitlin Clark didn't make the Olympic team. What's your take? I don't need to have a take. It's the best team in the world. They're going to win the gold medal. They don't need her. She should take a month off. Good for her. Like, she's been playing a lot of basketball. Take a month off. She's good. She beat the Mystics. We'll get into the Mystics in a second. Oh. I love, though, everybody, well, they shouldn't have put Diana Taurasi on the team. So Diana Taurasi, legend, women's basketball player, been around forever, legend. This would be her sixth Olympics.
Six.
Where she won a medal. So she has been on the women's basketball team at the previous five Olympics.
And wow.
They've medaled every time, obviously. This would be her sixth Olympics with a medal, and she was picked to the team. Now, she's not going to play. She's going to hang out at the end of the bench. Well, why could you give that spot to Caitlin Clark? Because it's really freaking cool that she's going to be at six different Olympics.
Right.
Like, that's awesome. Like, Caitlin Clark's not the only story that exists in the entire world.
Surprisingly.
Going to six Olympics is actually a pretty cool story, too. Give her the spot on the bench.
Right, people like grew up probably watching the Olympics, seeing this same player.
Let Caitlin Clark take a month off. Yeah. She deserves it. Let's retire the takes. Well, NBC paid $1 billion to telecast the Olympics. Well, let me tell you whose problem that isn't. It's not my problem. Not my problem. It's NBC's problem. But Not my problem. Watch it, don't watch it. I give this ratings take all the time, Marlon.
Yeah.
The NBA Finals, Game 1 was the lowest rated NBA's final in a non-pandemic year ever.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it or not enjoy it? Like, if you enjoy watching basketball and you watched it, why do you care how many other people watched it? Like, did it impact your life in a tangible way that only 10 million people watched it instead of 12 million people?
Oh, gosh. I don't know how I got up in the morning.
You know? I don't know how we're going to bounce back from this. We'll dive into the NBA Finals in the next segment. The Washington Mystics, though, we told you on Friday, this was a big weekend for them. They hosted Caitlin Clark, and her team is bad.
Yeah.
Undeniably bad. But the Mystics out-batted them. 85-83 is the final. The New York Liberty got them yesterday, 93-88. The Washington Mystics are 0-12 and are now officially chasing the worst WNBA season ever.
Jeez.
And I'm not relishing in this because, like, I am a Mystics hater or anything.
Not even a little?
Not even a little tiny bit.
Okay.
It's just wildly amusing to me that DC basketball cannot pull its head out of its butt at any time ever. Men's, women's, college, doesn't even matter. Not even a little tiny bet.
It didn't even help Westbrook was on the team.
Like, Michael freaking Jordan played on the team, and they weren't any good. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Paul Pierce spent time here.
Yeah.
They still weren't good. Michael Jordan spent time here. They weren't good. Nothing will happen. Nothing good will happen.
They tried to have Kuzma on and have him as the new Jordan, but that was just, yeah. You saw how that ended.
The Mystics could have drafted Angel Reese. They're like, No. We're just going to ride this out.
We're going to keep our losing streak on deck.
All right, 0-12. Worst record. There's a semi-tie for worst WNBA record of all time. So 2020, that was the COVID year. The New York Liberty went 2-20 in the reduced season. So instead of 32 games, they played 22. In the full season, in 2011, the Tulsa Shock went 3-31. So by the percentage, that's the worst season in WNBA history. So I'm going to acknowledge that as the record. Now the Indiana Fever 2 years ago, only 5-31. That's how you get Caitlin Clark right there.
Yeah.
That's how that works. Now, I'm counting 3-31 as the record. Three wins in an entire WNBA season. Mystics are at, you know, a third of the way there.
Mm-hmm.
36 games. They've lost 12.
Yeah.
So they're a third of the way there, don't have a win. They're on pace to go 0-36. Yeah. I say no way. No way it happens.
No way.
No way. No chance. They've got to win one eventually. Just even by luck, by accident, by the other team all getting food poisoning. I don't know. Something will happen somewhere along the way. But I think three is in play here.
Yeah. Not setting the bar too high, are you now?
I'm not setting the bar too high. I've seen a lot of Washington basketball. You got Patrick freaking Ewing coaching Georgetown, and they're going 0-4 in the Big East. I'm going to say it. The whole place is cursed. Rub some dust on the whole place, you know, blow it up, start it over again. We can't have nice things in D.C. basketball. That's all right, though. VCU's got a big man this morning. I'm happy. Luke Bamboye, big man, 6'10", 190-pound center. He'll be a freshman next year. That's a novel concept in our transfer portal world. He'll start off as a freshman. All right, I want to get into the NBA. We'll give the Squirrels update. We'll do all that and some NFL in hour number two. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Oh, now this is more like it.
There you go.
It's time for sports.
It's time for MP on the mic.
All right, listen up, class.
O'clock in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia. It's a Monday morning. It's the summer edition of MP on the mic. Love spending the summer with you. It's going to be scorching hot later this week. We're getting up to 92 by the end of this week. Going to feel like summer out there. We'll bring the bits. We'll bring the sports. Don't worry. We've got you covered from 10 to noon. AWOD Radio takes over noon to 3 today. It'll be Capitol Ale House. That's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. Stop by tonight. Grab a burger. I won't be there tonight. It's swim meet season in my world. You know about that world. We'll be there all night. You see me dragging tomorrow, you'll know what happened. You'll know we were out at the swim meet a little bit late. AWOT will be out at Capitol A House noon to 3, and then, of course, Grant and Danny drive you home 3 to 6. Know who's talking tonight. Know who's talking until the end of August. So we'll give UVA their flowers during this program. 5 for 5 in this year's NCAA baseball tournament. They've played 5 games. They've won 5 games. They are going to Omaha to the College World Series, where they'll start in Omaha against North Carolina. Great weekend. Took care of Kansas State in 2 games. Wild weekend in college baseball. I don't know if you saw that Clemson-Florida game. It just went completely off the rails in extra innings. So it goes into extra innings. The Clemson kid hits a go-ahead home run in extra innings, does the bat flip, and they gets like the ref, the ump comes out and just ejects him just immediately. So the coach comes out to argue about it, and then somebody else comes out of the dugout to argue about it. It turns out he's like the former coach, and he's like just there hanging out. He just decides he's going to get his words in. They both get ejected. I don't know how you eject a guy who can't, like, isn't even ejectable in the first place. The whole thing goes off the rails. Florida walks it off in 13 innings. It is an all SEC and ACC College World Series. We'll tell you plenty about that as the week goes on. More NFL talk as the show goes on as well. Jaden Daniels threw out the first pitch over the weekend at the Washington Nationals games. Acquitted himself well. Did not get the ball over the plate. It hit in the batter's box. That's good enough. Didn't make Sports Center. That's the goal. You throw out a first pitch. The goal is don't make Sports Center. He's in no danger. That clip won't be on Sports Center. He'll be back on the field tomorrow. It's the 3-day mini camp. We'll be up there tomorrow and Wednesday, live from Ashburn. Always look forward to those shows. Lots of great guests, lots of great insight, lots of great wisdom on everything going on up there with the Commanders. And then we take the break. When we shut it down Thursday after the final practice, you won't hear from those guys again until training camp at the end of July. So the NFL summer break in full swing. We'll keep breaking it down for you. We'll take a little break in early July with everybody else, but then we'll be right back here getting you ready for the season. And in 30 minutes, we're going to introduce a new feature where every day Marlon breaks down a new NFL team for us, gets us ready for the upcoming season. So we'll look forward to that. But big story last night, NBA Finals Game 2. Nothing's over until a home team loses, so it's not over. But I'll say this, the Celtics looked beatable last night, and they weren't beaten, and that's a bad sign for the Mavericks. Here's Jason Tatum after the game on the Celtics' performance. Not their best night, but they got the win.
There are going to be times where, you know, I need to score, and obviously I need to shoot better. Golly. But we always talk about do whatever it takes for however long it takes. And if I need to have 16 potential assists every single night, and that's what puts us in the best position to win, and it doesn't mean I'm the leading scorer, by all means. And, you know, if that gives us the best chance to win, sign me up.
What scared me coming into this was a lot of people were picking the Mavericks. And tons of people were on the Mavericks, and deservedly so. They'd had a great postseason. That Boston roster is loaded, though. They got top to bottom talent, and they're flexing it. I can tell you where this is going to go from here, where the talking heads are going to take this from here. Oh, it's a cheap championship. They didn't play anybody. They didn't play any good teams. You know, they didn't play the best. Yeah, you know, this cheap title. I don't know. It's a good enough team to win the title. It's a legit title for me. You know, I'm not here to grade the titles. You lift the trophy, you lift the trophy.
Right. Even if it was an easier thing and everyone was hurt on the way up, but
it was.
You can't take much away from them.
You win the title, you win the title. They were good all season. Isn't it? If the 8 seed wins a title like that, maybe the door's a little more open to, like, how did they do that? Celtics were a high, you know.
Number one seed.
They were the best.
Drafted roster. And then Porzingis came back, so.
Porzingis is back. Doncic was questionable. He did play, obviously, played great, had the triple-double. That's
amazing.
Wow. Not a great sign going forward, though, if he's banged up.
Yeah.
They're going to need him and Kyrie to be, you know, stars. And he was a star. Kyrie wasn't the star last night.
No.
Kyrie was held in check, largely.
Well, Porzingis also got hurt last night. I think his calf is acting up again.
Yeah. So, it just
at the end of the fourth.
Doesn't feel like things are breaking the Mavericks' way here. That said, you go back to Dallas, You win a couple, we're singing a different tune. Never write off these stories until, and never write off a team until they lose at home. And the Mavericks haven't lost at home yet. I will say though, Jason Kidd trying to mess with the Celtics, so who's their best player and all that. That's that. Like when you go down that road, that tells me you don't think you can win straight up. There's always mind games. Everybody at every level is always trying to play mind games. That to me, pulling that out before game two says a little like, I don't think we can beat them 5-on-5. Yeah. We need a little assist. Need a little something there.
A little oomph to get us over the edge.
Need a little oomph, exactly. The other series that started over the weekend, Stanley Cup playoffs. Game one was Saturday night. Game two tonight at 8:00. game two tonight at 8:00.
Did you see the first game?
I did. I don't miss.
Over, man.
The Oilers dominated that game.
Oh, yeah.
And could not score. One guy makes a difference, and it's the goalie and Sergei Bobrovsky for Florida just stopped everything they threw at him. There were two or three breakaways where like, well, they'll score here. They didn't score on any of them. Right. Like that, you talk about it, mind games. That's mind games right there.
Yeah, shot after shot. What does that do to your confidence?
Oh, yeah, you're like, you've got a breakaway. Like, what are you gonna do? He's gonna stop it. Guy's playing out of his mind. He's unreal. I love our guy Steve Wino. He's been on the show before, Associated Press national hockey writer. He just he tweeted, Bobrovsky will start for the Panthers tonight in game two.
Oh,
he goes,
good.
Yeah, yes, that's a bit. Yeah, it's going to take a lot to bench him. I didn't even think the Oilers goalie was bad. He was fine. It's a couple of mistakes. They were overeager on the first one, and Florida took advantage, but when you have a game that good and you walk away with a 3-0 loss,
right,
there's two options. You come back and dominate again, and you'll win if you dominate at that level every night. But that can mess with you too. You feel like you got to be something you're not. You start pressing.
Yeah.
I'll be curious how that plays out there tonight. DJ Khaled, your pregame performer.
Oh wow,
Florida Panthers. That's a pull.
Yeah, right.
That's a pull. Okay. It's Miami. I would have guessed Pitbull. Maybe he doesn't go up to Fort Lauderdale. He's Mr. Worldwide, but he doesn't do Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. DJ Khaled, though.
Yeah, that's an interesting get. Like I never heard him super interested in hockey.
No, but also, like, it's the Stanley Cup, it's national TV, you need a name, but you can't get, like, too current of a name. Yeah. Those people don't want to slum it in Fort Lauderdale for hockey.
Yeah.
You got to kind of get the, like, oh, that guy, yeah. Oh, okay, hockey's got some pull, all right, yeah.
I'm glad DJ Khaled has been lowered to that, like, celebrity status.
I'll say this, when you're playing that gig, talking about mind games, there's got to be a little bit in the back of DJ Khaled's mind, like, uh-oh. Is this what I've been reduced to?
Yeah.
That's not great. I played EDMs. I played Lollapaloozas. Yeah, right. Uh-oh.
I might have to drop another album or something.
Uh-oh. I got to reclaim. I got to do a reality TV show or something. Yeah. That's not great when you're getting the hockey call. Could we not get the NBA call? No, Khaled. They're not calling.
They're not.
All right. I guess I'll do the hockey. But when Major League Lacrosse calls, I'm drawing the line.
Yeah.
I will not do Major League Lacrosse pregame song. We're drawing the line somewhere. But this other hockey story, and I don't have a take on it because I don't understand it. That's something for the radio host to admit here, obviously. I'm P on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. The Washington Capitals bought a website over the weekend. It's called Cap Friendly, and this is a website that people use to see the salaries of the different players in the NHL. There's one in the NFL too. It's called Over the Cap. They call the agent. They get everybody's salary. They write it down. It's important information because you got to know how much the team has to spend, comparable salaries, right? Like anytime anybody gets a contract.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson got a contract. Where does that rank? You know, like that's good information to know. And it's not public information. The teams don't outright just say, this guy's making this amount of money. They keep that in-house.
Yeah, right.
So these websites compile it. So the Washington Capitals bought the website.
Oh.
Just bought the whole thing.
Over the weekend?
Over the weekend. They're going to bring it in-house. The people who run this site are now going to work for the Capitals.
Oh, that doesn't sound...
Well, like on the one hand, you know, good on them for cashing out.
Yeah.
Probably good for the Capitals. I guess these people know the salary cap better than anybody, have all the context. But also, like, way to make everybody else mad.
Yeah, right.
And also, can't somebody just start a new website that does the exact same thing? It doesn't feel like a high barrier to entry here. Like, you just call some people, get some salary information. Yeah. Geocities.com, start up a little website. That's a deep cut. Even Hazel gave the, I don't know what you're talking about on that one. Geocities was MySpace before MySpace was on the scene. MySpace was a place where you could make a website when y'all were young.
Yeah, really showing your age today.
I'm dating myself pre-MySpace. Yeah. Did I have a MySpace? Of course I had a MySpace. I'm telling you, I had a GeoCities.
Yeah,
is what I'm telling you. GeoCities,
yeah,
it was like the original, like, make a website in 10 minutes and like put your little dancing GIFs and all that on your website. But you had to pick what neighborhood your website was in.
Mm.
So they organized it like a map of a city. And they're like, what are you gonna make a website about? Like, do you want to be in the sports neighborhood or the music neighborhood or the fashion neighborhood? And then they had little streets, like, you know, like that you picked a neighborhood to put your website in. That was GeoCities. It was free. They had the little banner advertising on the top. Really? This was before pop-ups. We didn't have pop-ups yet. It was a simpler time, a simpler place.
What region
was
your website in? Your GeoCity in?
Football. Yeah, sports. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Maybe it was baseball. I don't know. Maybe I was probably still more baseball than football at that point. Because I was always a big baseball guy. It may have just been in the sports neighborhood.
Mm.
Yeah. I went hard on that.
Yeah. All roads lead back here, you know?
All roads lead back to the internet somehow, to GeoCities. We're rolling. It's the Monday Fun Day Show. We got lots more to cover. I want to stick with the NHL for a minute because we've got potential team names for the NHL team in Utah. They're down to their final six. Also, what in the world happened at FedEx Field this weekend to the U.S. men's national soccer team? Just stop playing games at FedEx Field. It's where Messi tore his ACL. U.S. loses 5-1 to Colombia. I'm not Mr. like the U.S. needs to win everything, but we can't lose 5-1 to Colombia in soccer. We're better than that. As a country, we're better than that. Back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now, 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app, UVA. Headed back to the College World Series. The last time they won their first five NCAA postseason games was 2015. That year ended with them winning the whole enchilada out in Omaha, national champions. Their seventh College World Series under Coach Brian O'Connor. Great outing from Jay Wolfolk. He dominated Mississippi State, and he grinded out a win over Kansas State. Showed all the gears, all the things. Also, congrats to VCU baseball player, former VCU star Tyler Locklear. First Major League Baseball hit over the weekend for the Seattle Mariners. We played that clip earlier in the show. If you missed it, what you do is you grab the Odyssey app, you hit the rewind button. It's free. It's at the Apple Store, and it's at Google Play. U.S. soccer lost to Colombia 5-1 over the weekend at FedEx Field. Jayden Daniels was at the game. Jayden Daniels has been everywhere. New Commanders quarterback. He was at the game. He threw out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals game yesterday. It's not, that's a real one. It's not like the Squirrels where like everybody gets to throw out the first pitch.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been to the Squirrels when they have the first pitch, Megan? They have
at
like
some point,
20
yeah.
to 30 first pitches.
Oh, wait, maybe I haven't then.
Yeah, everybody comes out in a big long line. Everybody gets to throw a first pitch at the Squirrels game.
Okay, this was probably like when I was singing, so I didn't get to see
yeah.
like, what's going on down there.
Only one person gets to be on the big screen singing before the game. Just saying.
Actually, <Good girl. laughs>
I guess two do, because somebody gets to do the national anthem, too.
That's fair. That's true.
You didn't do the national anthem, right? You did like the pregame music.
Yeah, I did pregame music, national anthem.
Which lasts longer.
Next year.
Sure, but you get to show your chops a little more with the other one.
Exactly.
National anthem, you have to sing the words as written, basically.
Yes.
If you don't, you get in trouble.
Yeah.
They're very picky about that.
Oh my gosh, someone did like an electric guitar cover of it though at the NASCAR game yesterday.
Oh.
That was awesome.
Okay. Well, Jimi Hendrix style.
Yes.
Like shredding on the national anthem.
Yeah.
I've heard so many national anthems over the years.
Oh, I bet.
Because I go to sporting events all the time.
Yeah.
Here's my take. Instrumental is absolutely the way to go.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's different.
And it doesn't matter. Saxophone national anthem, trumpet national anthem. I've heard them all. If you go instrumental, you're in a good spot.
Sorry.
It's like you have an earpiece, like Hazel's in your ear here feeding you lines.
I don't know what that was.
We'll be live from Ashburn tomorrow. Among the topics we're going to take on, what do we know about Cliff Kingsbury's offense so far and what's going to happen? So make sure you tune in to tomorrow's show. But the NHL is putting a team in Utah, Salt Lake City, okay. Utah, and they are asking the fans to vote on what they want the name of that new team to be. So NHL hockey team,
okay,
Salt Lake City, Utah. We got six finalists. I'll read them. You react to them, okay?
Okay, let's hope they're better than Commanders.
fingers crossed, let's hope they're better than Commanders. Well, for longtime fans of the Washington football team,
yeah,
they may appreciate the Utah Hockey Club. That's what they said about Washington football team at first, too. And then everybody loves that now.
Okay.
Just saying.
So
like,
that might be okay.
If you could switch from Commanders to football team right now, you'd do it. You'd hit the button. You'd do it. Utah Hockey Club.
Okay.
Doesn't have quite the same ring, I agree, as Washington. Mm. It's almost not generic enough. The club is like a little specific there. The beauty of Washington football team was it truly came out of like a video game where they did a bad Japanese translation. And they just like, it's the Washington football team.
Oh, that's funny.
Like that's all they've got. They we can't go more specifically. The Utah Mammoth.
Utah Mammoth. I like club better.
I think we're better off if you go, I think Woolly Mammoth maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But just the Mammoth. That just means big.
Although, I don't know. When you put it that way, the Mammoth, I mean, that makes it sound exciting. Big, you know?
Yeah.
Like, here comes that monster.
here comes the Mammoth. The Blizzard.
Oh, I like the Blizzard.
So that's it.
That's fun.
Do we have trademark issues with Dairy Queen? I don't know. Can we get them...
Sponsor.
Can we get a sponsorship?
Team?
Yeah. feels doable.
Yeah.
The Utah Outlaws.
I like it. I'm down.
Sure.
I'm down.
There we go. Marlon just find the soundboard? Yay! I love it. All right. There we go.
That was good.
Marlon's learned a lot today.
He has.
And he's going to educate us here in the next segment. So I'm very... Yeah, he's going to give us our NFL team of the
day. Hope you guys are ready.
Yeah.
The Venom. The Utah Venom.
Wait, that's kind of cool. That's actually really cool.
It's got a Marvel vibe to it, right? A comic book kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd put it to that sport, but
Marlon has definitely found the soundboard. The problem isn't finding the soundboard, it's unfinding the soundboard.
Yes. Once you too much freedom.
I don't even need to do the rest of the show. We're good. The Utah Yeti is your last one.
Okay, so the first two I kind of hated.
Hockey club and Mammoth. Blizzard, Outlaws, Venom, and Yeti.
I could deal with any of those, particularly Blizzard. What did you say? Venom.
Venom's good. And Yeti would be cool, too. There's a lot you could do with Yeti. Cool. Here's the thing, and I just want to bring this home.
Yeah.
Six names here.
Yeah.
The worst name is Utah Hockey Club, sure.
Most generic.
Mammoth doesn't do it for me. You could probably grow on it. But the point being, we have four names that are all really good here.
Solid. Very solid.
And yet, an entire NFL organization, when given a year and a half to pick a name, came back with Commanders.
Yeah. Well, and see, it also just proves to me that, like it's not just the fact that you're changing the name. It's just, like, I mean, there's actual good names out there. You know, because when we first started off with this segment, like, I was like, oh, I hate the first one. I hate the second one. I was like, okay, maybe I'm just going to hate all the
options. Maybe you just hate names.
But no, you put out the last four. I'm like, no, those are solid names.
Blizzard,
you can
Outlaws,
find a good name.
Venom, Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
All names that have not been taken by professional sports teams.
Yeah.
All available. Now, I don't think you should name the Washington football team the Blizzard.
No.
But it goes to show you.
Yeah.
Good names were available.
Mm-hmm.
We had options here.
You just didn't choose it.
They just didn't choose the good options.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So many good options are out there. Just open up the dictionary, point to a word, pick a name. This isn't hard.
Yeah, it really isn't.
Every time I do, like, the point of this wasn't to rag on the Commanders, but every time we do one of these, it's like, they've got to rename the team. Surely they will rename the team at some point. So we got Marlon here. We got the whole crowd here. I love it. It's MP on the mic. It's the Monday edition. When we come back, He'll educate us about an NFL team, which I'm excited about. We'll also crosstalk with AWOD. He is at Capital Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. Back from the beach. I don't know. Is he tanned? Is he sunburned? we don't have the video link to him. Nope. So we'll
probably a little groggy still.
Probably a little groggy still. That's all right. Probably a little unhappy about this U.S. soccer loss, if I had to guess. Because I know he rides with them. 5-1 loss to Colombia at FedEx Field. We'll see. He'll have a lot. He's an NBA guy, so he'll give you the NBA takes that I can't give you. Probably fired about this VCU recruiting situation. Luke Bamboye, 6'10" kid from Maryland, coming to VCU basketball this year. So we'll be excited about that. So we'll shut things down. We got a half hour left. AWOD Radio, noon to 3. Grant and Danny drive you home 3 to 6. Who's talking on summer hiatus? So we'll tell you about UVA 5 for 5 in the NCAA tournament so far. They're steamrolling through this thing. We'll set the College World Series picture for you before we take off at noon. Back after this, though, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.